No, it's unfortunate. But, you know, I was talking to my dad. We had a barbecue, family barbecue. I said, you know what, Dad, I look at it this way. When I'm out of the news, I know I'm retired. So as long as I'm in the news, I'm still playing baseball, I guess.
But do you enjoy it?
You don't enjoy it because I can't win for it losing. It doesn't matter. With me, I'll never be able to do enough.
But do you enjoy the accomplishments? Do you savor that? Or do you think you'll step back when you're all done and say, wow?
I know what I'm going to savor, you know, as personal for myself and everything. You know, sure, I'm going to be happy about my accomplishments. I'm happy now. I just am disappointed that the fact that people might miss it over all the other scrutinies of what media has said about me and things. I think you miss the whole picture of what's really going on. You know, you're missing the game of baseball. You're not getting the opportunity to enjoy what somebody's doing for the game of baseball. Unfortunately, your mind consumed of so many other things of what other people write or what they say, be I right or wrong. You're missing what baseball is about. You know, I started this game when I was a baby, and I'm doing something that I've loved my whole entire life, and I'm entertaining people around the world. And, you know, their children are going to have goals, and I'm going to feel good that somebody's child is going to say, I want to set my goals as high as Barry Bonds or Mark McGwire. You know, I mean, that's a great honor, and I think that public should treasure that. People should treasure that because, you know, these are goals that children of our future are going to look up to, and I just don't want anyone to miss the show.
Do you think the fans believe what they read more than what they see?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, yeah, that's human nature.
But can't we look and just say that's greatness? So what if we read something that's negative? We still understand greatness.
Yeah, but you make your assumptions of, you know, people always want to be somebody else, I guess, in their own way, their own shadows, or try to be something that they're not, and they live through other people's lives. You know, people read about movie stars and things like that and imitate XYZ person or this person or that person, and it's unfortunate. You just can't really appreciate what someone does, and everyone's so consumed in everything around that individual.
But do you enjoy, though, the actual going to the game?
I enjoy baseball.
But that's just it. We see you smile, but we as the media want to know, why can't we go along for the ride? And the fans want to go along for the ride with you, but you can't share that.
On the field, you know, Dan, I'm a very serious person. I mean, that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. I take my job serious. This isn't a joke. This isn't a photo, Matt. You know, I'm not standing there. You know what I mean? People expect you to stop everything, wave, say hello. I'm not on that kind of stage right now. You know, I'm here to do something on this field. I'm here to perform. You know, sometimes I get people in the stands going, all you got to do is just wave. That's not what I'm here, sir, for. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm here. I got to concentrate on what I'm doing. You know, you paid your ticket to see the show, and I'm going to try and give you the show, and that's just that.
If you had won a championship, would you allow us to see more? Would you share the home run chase a little bit more?
But see, I'm not chasing anyone for
Well, okay. That's fair. Would you allow us to share in the season that you're having?
I think you have. I think people have shared into it.
But you don't like talking about it. Everything I've read, everything I've seen, you don't want to talk about it.
I want to win.
But that's what I'm saying. If you had one, would you? Because that's a big burden. And I know what you're saying. You guys keep saying, well, you never won anything. Now I want to try to win something. And now you want me to talk about the home runs, so I'm selfish if I talk about the home runs. So I understand the dichotomy there.
I don't really talk about what I do. I don't like to talk about it. I never have ever since I was in high school. I never liked to win as a kid. Any friend of mine that ever grew up with me will tell you, Barry will not talk about the things he does. He knows what he can do. He's happy. He's grateful for the gifts that he has. But he doesn't go around and just yak about it. He might be in a game situation and say, you know, I'm going to take this dude deep. You know, psychologically psych himself out, though. But not on a normal basis. I never talk about baseball at home. Ever, ever, ever. I don't like any of my friends ever bring it up at home. When I come to work to do my job. And when I go home, 90% of my friends aren't even baseball people anyway.
If I walked into your house, would I know you were a ball player?
No, you won't see one picture, memorabilia, or anything in my house. Everything I own is in storage.
Are you proud of being able? I mean, you need the separation, obviously. But is that something where you go home and you know you're at home, and it's almost a sanctuary?
pretty much, I mean, I have pictures of my kids and, you know, my daughters and my son and me and my wife and, you know, my parents and my dogs and things like that. Things that get me away from sports and baseball. I don't have one trophy. I have my son's trophies, but I don't have any of my trophies in my house. You will not see a trophy in my house. I mean, you see little things like my son and I, my daughter did the Players' Choice Awards and things like that. And there's some things that people have given me as gifts that I've keeping. But my house isn't big enough for all those trophies, so they stay in storage.
Yeah, it's a big, that'd be a big storage.